You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hi everyone, I'm Ashley Banfield and this is Drop Dead Serious. I have to tell you a story that I am so floored about. Most people were probably processing a headline in the news today, and it's October 23rd as I'm recording this. Most people were probably processing this whole gambling story that, you know, hit the headlines, a massive gambling bust with sports figures and all the rest. And they probably thought, I've heard this one before. Sports figures, you know, they get busted a lot. And there's poker, you know, shady poker deals all the time. This won't be any different. But, oh my God, if you read the indictment like I did and saw the details of what the feds say they got, this thing is Molly's Game on steroids. If you haven't seen the movie Molly's Game, run, don't walk. And then remember, I said this is Molly's Game and then some. There are allegations against a whole bunch of sports ball stars. Okay, some basketball stars. I don't know them, but lots of people do. And allegations about high-end poker rooms in New York City that are totally rigged by the most high-tech stuff. I'd never heard of this. But these are like poker tables that X-ray from the bottom up so they could see your cards sitting, you know, face down, and then shoot that information to the back room where they have it on big screens. Totally tells you what everybody's hand is. They even go so far, I kid you not, to say that these scam artists, fraudsters, shysters, whatever you want to call them, they figured out a way to mark cards so that only the person wearing specialized contact lenses could read the markings that were on other people's cards. If that doesn't have you reeled in right now, how about this? The mob is involved as well. And on this podcast, I've got two mobsters who are, I got to say, they've become friends of mine by this point, Michael Francis and Sammy the Bull Gravano. And they know everything in this playbook because they've actually done a lot of it, including the kneecapping and the taking out of people who need to be, you know, taken out. I'm going to ask them about a lot of that. But the mob is involved in this because they were sending goons to some of these high-end rich people who ran up huge debts in these rigged poker games. And then the mob would come for them and beat the shit out of them to get the money. I know. This sounds like a movie. And I think it's going to be at some point. Molly's Game 2 or whatever you want. But you've seen stuff like this in the movies on the big screen. The shady figures, you know, in the trench coats and the fedoras. They corner an unsuspecting victim in the dark alley. And then what they say next is like cliche. Yeah, pay up, Jimmy, or we're going to take you out at the knees. And then the next time they meet Jimmy, they take him out at the knees. This has been the stuff of Hollywood for decades. Dirty debts, desperate gamblers, mobsters who will not take no for an answer, but then often, you know, take something else. And now this actual plot is coming true right across the country in a massive sports and gambling scheme that would leave these mob movies in the dust. The FBI has just arrested a whole spreadsheet of famous people, alleged bad guys who were caught up in a national gambling scheme that ensnared the mob, the National Basketball Association, a.k.a. NBA, and then this like whole cast of unsuspecting high-stakes gamblers who had no idea that they were being had. The sprawling national scam had two distinct parts, okay? First, there's the high-stakes poker scams, right? That's the one that's right out of Molly's Game, the cheating, the big spenders that, you know, they're not afraid to lay big bets, so let's steal from them. So the way that one would work, the poker side of it, was that a syndicate would set up all these illegal gambling rooms and then use famous rich athletes to lure in the rich players, make it look legit in there. And in a moment, I'm going to name some names. So, yeah, pour a drink. So the hustlers, they then built these state-of-the-art X-ray machines to spy from underneath the poker tables and read the cards that are sitting face down. Just look at this picture. You can see the poker hands, right? You can see the table on the top, and you can see the actual poker hands on the image on the bottom. That's what, you know, the players were dealt. Pictures that are transmitted to a laptop or a screen in the back room. Flop equals nine of spades. River equals 10 of clubs. Perfect three of diamonds. If that isn't bad enough, they rigged massive card shuffling machines too. And that would stack the deck and predict who would get the best poker hands. I can't even believe it when I see this like shuffling machine. First of all, I thought a shuffling machine was just like that thing you have at the bank that counts money. You know, it's kind of the size of a bread box. But this thing was massive. These shuffling machines are huge and super duper shady, illegal. It shuffles the hands that you want, right? It doesn't shuffle anything. It creates. So the feds confiscated this stuff and they sent out these pictures. And I, for one, am happy. I'm really happy. I love seeing this stuff for reals, right? IRL. Because you see it in the movies and then you see what it really looks like in real life. So they also had like poker chip trays with electronics inside them that could help read cards. I don't know how that worked, but they said it did. They also had dummy cell phones that could also read cards. Again, don't know how, but it did. And then in a scheme right out of Ocean's 11, they drew these invisible marks on the back of the playing cards, right? That could only be seen by the con artist who was wearing the special contact lenses. Holy shit. I was always like totally sus of the guys who wear the dark glasses at the table. You know, ostensibly they're wearing dark glasses because they don't want anybody to see them. They don't have a good poker face. But now I'm like, bullshit. You have like those Cracker Jack cereal box glasses that can see through things, right? That's my description, not the FBI's. So that all is the high tech part of the boondoggle. The low-tech part was filled in by the old-school mob tactics involving four of the five major New York City crime families, which in itself is bewildering because, let's face it, you do not often hear about the Bananos and the Gambinos and the Lucchesis and the Genoveses all playing in the sandbox well together. But that's what the FBI says here. Four out of five. The Columbos were not. So victims who lost big at those tables and then owed big to the swindlers, they then faced the goons, you know, the guys in the fedoras in the back alley who physically made those victims pay up, if you know what I mean. And so that's the poker side of the gambit. You got the sports and you got the poker. So let me talk about the sports scam now. The feds say that players and coaches faked injuries and then leaked inside information about who was going to play that night and who wasn't going to play that night.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
And everybody involved in that racket would then make millions laying their bets. Let's start with the boldface names. And then I'm going to tell you all the bad things that they allegedly did. If you are into sports ball, you are going to recognize these names. Terry Rozier, he's a current guard with the Miami Heat. He's in his 10th season. He's charged with faking injuries so that gamblers could bet on how low his nightly scoring tally would be. Right? Because they do bet on this stuff. Like, what are your points going to be? Are they over or under, you know? And so police said that more than $200,000 was bet and paid out after one of these injury schemes. A guy named Chauncey Billups is a Hall of Fame player, but now a suspended head coach of the Portland Trailblazers. Cops say that he was enlisted to sit at those big stakes, illegal poker tables in New York City and help make those games look legit. And then there is Damon Jones. He spent 12 years in the NBA before retiring in 2009. He is accused of tipping off the gamblers to inside information while at the same time acting as an unofficial coach for the LA Lakers. Let me get a little more specific for you. And for this, you're really going to need a drink. He specifically, allegedly, tipped off the mob that a superstar player was injured and wasn't going to play that night. So yeah, I'm with you. Who? Who's the superstar? I want to know. I know you do too, but the feds decided they weren't going to name that superstar. Instead, they gave us a big fucking breadcrumb. They noted that one LeBron James was too hurt to play at that time. And incidentally, Damon Jones spent years playing with LeBron James when they were in Cleveland together. Nobody is suggesting that LeBron James had anything to do with this. Again, super important to note that they're naming other names who were talking about LeBron James, specifically Damon Jones. So did Damon Jones do this? Did Terry Rozier do this? Did Chauncey Billups do this? And how about all those people in New York with the high-tech, you know, spy gear to rig those games? What does it all mean and where is this going? Those are the questions that get me on the phone with Mark Garagos. He's a renowned criminal defense attorney and co-host of the podcasts Reasonable Doubt and Two Angry Men. And here's our conversation.
Garagos, did I lay that out according to the way you read the indictments? And if so, is this as massive as it seems to little old me?
Yes, you did. You did not go all Stephen A. Smith, who has a Trump conspiracy theory connected to this as well. But for those who don't know, this investigation, this FBI investigation, has been going on for years. And it started in a very unlikely way. And it actually started in connection with baseball. And it's made its way over to basketball. You have the one thing I would disagree with is I remember the invisible ink on card scam from years ago. The others I had not heard of. So I was the opposite of you. And I knew about the invisible ink, but did not know about the sophisticated card shuffling operation. But boy, if anything will cure you of gambling quick, this would be it.
I think so. And I'm with you. I think there were things in my Cracker Jack box that I could read with glasses, but I just hadn't heard that they'd advanced to contact lenses. That was spooky AF, if you ask me. I want to ask you something that, you know, the feds, as you know, they don't go after cases unless they truly believe they're 99% rock solid convictions. So is this bad? Like, there's a lot of fans out there who are freaking out and hoping that these guys are going to beat the rap. Are they?
Well, if you take a look statistically, as you just said, the feds generally win almost virtually every case. It's one of the reasons we talked for, you know, months, if not almost a year, about Diddy's case, because that was such a heavy lift and such an outlier. I mean, normally, you know, if there's a federal case, 90-something percent end in some kind of a plea. Of the remaining percentage that go to trial, it's rare that anybody ever hears a not guilty in a federal criminal defense case. And there's just so many things against you. So my guess is, if this is like every other federal criminal case, what'll happen is there will be a rush for the prosecutor's door. One of those defendants will roll over, cooperate against somebody else, and that will start a domino effect. That is exactly the playbook that is used in the federal arena, and that's, I have no reason to believe it wouldn't happen here.
Okay, there's one thing that was so ironic in the last 12 hours. One of my producers is a big sports fan and noticed that ESPN was reporting on this story while at the same time they were advertising in the lower part of the screen one of those betting apps. And I'm sort of curious from a legal perspective how complicated this makes things with regard to betting apps and the real close relationship now they have with reporting sports and maybe playing sports.
Well, take a look at, if you will, it's interesting because that was the first thing that I thought of. The amount of money that the betting apps and the betting companies, the gambling, spends in terms of advertising, promotion, everything around pro sports now, this is bound to happen. And it's a natural consequence of all of that money there. You can believe also that if, and it's unlikely just because of the pure percentages, but if somebody makes it to trial, that arguably will be one of the defenses, is that what are you talking about? How are you going to criminalize something and send somebody away, so to speak, when the entire league and the prosperity of the league, and not just this league, but most of sports, is now almost 50% dependent on the revenues from the gambling sites and the gambling apps?
Yeah, that doesn't make me feel good. I'm not a gambler, but I just don't like to see people scammed. I mean, I do a true crime show. I'm all about the victims. I do have a question about the what I think is like the world's second oldest profession, you know, cheating at gambling and cheating at sports. This is not going away. Is this cat and mouse game just constantly on the escalation wheel, meaning the criminals are getting better with their contact lenses and the feds are getting better with the way to track them?
Well, that's also a really interesting point. When I started practicing criminal defense law, which has gone on, I hate to say it, almost 5 decades ago, there were actually prosecutions for bookmaking. You actually would walk into the criminal courts building, and there were people who were being prosecuted criminally for bookmaking. That kind of evaporated as these things went offshore. You'll remember, you and I are both unfortunately old enough to remember when the gambling sites were operated offshore. Well, then that evolved into, now they became mainstream, and then they became huge advertisers, and then they became the revenue stream by which they're monetized by all of these leagues. So, yes, I just think that part of the inextricable DNA of sports is that anytime you have this kind of a competition at this kind of a level, there is that urge to gamble or bet on it or wager on it, and that's always going to be the case.
So I also had a chance to talk to two other guys who have become friends of my show on News Nation. Shout out, 10 o'clock Eastern, Monday to Friday. It's called Banfield. Check it out. These two guys happen to be well-known in the world of organized crime because they were former mobsters. Michael Francis was a longtime capo with the Colombo crime family. He's now an author who has worked with the NCAA and professional sports to help prevent these gambling troubles. And Sammy the Bull Grovano, I almost don't need to introduce him. You know, he was a one-time underboss from the Gambino family, but he now helps debunk the inner workings of his former profession. And his amazing podcast is called Our Thing, and it's available everywhere and on YouTube. And wait until you hear what Sammy the Bull, who you know was nicknamed the Rat when he turned state's evidence in his cases, right? Wait until you hear what he has to say about anyone in this case who flips and turns state evidence. Whew! Here is my conversation with former mobsters Michael Francis and Sammy the Bull Gravano.
I guess it's a pretty simple question. Does any of this, what I just reported and all the other headlines that go with it, does it surprise you?
Not at all, Ashley. I got to tell you, that was a great opening. You really covered it well. You know, let me put it this way. It's not a surprise at all. I mean, gambling has been major business in our former lives, you know, forever. And I say this, prohibition was terrific. You know, guys made a lot of money, but it came and went. I was in the gas business. Terrific. I had my run 7 or 8 years, comes and goes. But gambling in that life is never going to go away. What happened here, I believe, is just the tip of the iceberg. It's a major business for the guys. They love it. They're good at it. And, you know, unfortunately, professional and college athletes, you know, they're always at risk because gambling among athletes, it's an extension of their competitive spirit. They like to raise the stakes in a competition. This is who they are. This has been my experience with them. And they're always going to gamble. They're always going to get themselves in trouble. You know, there are not all Michael Jordans that can afford any money that he loses. He'll never have a problem because he can cover any bet. But a lot of these guys get in trouble. They get involved with the wrong people. And before you know it, we have a whole deal like this.
You know, Sammy, when I read about like physical brutality, like goons descending on these victims who ran up big bets, who were cheated and ran up big bets and then got beaten up to get the money, I kind of thought, I thought that stuff ended in the 70s, but clearly it didn't. And I wanted to ask you about the mob family involvement. 4 out of 5 of the famous mob families in New York were involved. I didn't think they ever worked on anything together, ever. Where am I wrong?
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Well, they did work together. It was the Concrete Club. When they have your mutual connections and they can bring it together, they work together. On the Concrete case, they use different unions and different, everybody had their own connections for stuff. They put it all together. It was very powerful. And then they split the money. But it's not a normal thing with gambling, I don't think. Usually it's separated in different families. I never heard of this. And when the show is over, I'd like to know where you could buy that machine.
kind of had a feeling you were going to say that, Sammy. But before I leave that topic for a second, I'm still kind of stuck in the 70s and in the movies. And I want to ask you realistically, from what you know today, like how bad does the violence get when it comes to these debt collectors today? Are they just a punch in the nose like the indictment read, or are they breaking legs?
I don't know. I really haven't done that. In you know, when they're coming in with 50, 100, 200,000 to play, I can't see how would they lose, they leave. They're pretty rich people, and I can't see they're up against the mob and they're saying, I'm not going to pay, where you'd have to get them a beating. Some guys would do that. I don't think that's necessary. And this is where they're really going to get in trouble. Without the violence in this case, just like Michael said, this has been around forever. This is gambling. A case like this, if there's no violence, these guys will plea out to 5 or 6 year sentence, go in and do their time. 3-4 years and be out, look like a hero. There's no reason to get beaten. And I don't think that a lot of these people, I mean, I think government has always turned around and exaggerated cases, just like they did in the P. Diddy case. They put it into a RICO case, didn't belong in a RICO case, and they lost the case. With your RICO, it's almost impossible for them to lose. So
I'm also really confused about how the professional athletes get roped into A, being convinced to come and sit at the table to make it look legit, and B, fake an injury so we can all make a little money off the spread. Maybe Michael, if you could explain to me, how does, you know, the members of the racket, how do they approach these coaches and athletes to ask for those two things? Do something, throw a game, fake an injury, or come and take part in these poker games so that we can fleece all these rich people?
Well, you know, quite often you don't have to convince these guys to do it. You know, they're on the street sometimes, they have relationships, they meet with somebody. You know, it's like anything else. You get around them, they get to trust you a little bit. You talk about making some money. Who knows, if he's a real gambler, maybe they lost some money, they want to make it up. And, you know, they came around us a lot because, hey, we can work with these guys. They're never going to tell on us. You know, they're going to protect us. We can make some money with them. Why not? You know, you got to remember this, Ashley. When you're trying to, you know, compromise the outcome of a game, it's never about winning or losing. It's always about the point spread. So if you have a player that, you know, allegedly, let's say that team is favored to win by 10 or 12 points, and that player is either on the bench or out with an injury and he doesn't contribute, and he tells his partner there, hey, bet the under because I'm not going to be there. Well, who's hurt in his mind? You know, we're not losing. We're just not going to cover the spread. So we made a few bucks. We didn't really hurt the team. And that's how they think of it, you know, and that's how we can convince them. Hey, look, we don't want you to lose. Just don't cover the spread. You'll make some money.
I got 10 seconds left, but I got to ask this question. And Sammy, I have to get you to answer it. If it's possible that somebody in this syndicate decided to turn, and the old term is rat out the others, what do you think is in store for that person that turned on the others?
Well, more than likely in the mob, we killed them. I turned myself, but normally that's, you know, what they'll do, they'll kill them. I don't think this is to that degree. These people are not going to be facing life sentences, stuff like that. These are small sentences that they'll plea out. Everybody will pound their chest. They won. The answer to the other question is, how do you get them in? Greed. I see the coach made $100 million. What is he doing in the middle of this? How much greed? How much money do you want? And you put your whole career and everything on the line. That young kid who's saying that I've faked an injury and blow the game. I mean, they come out of a tough area, most of them, and they have a great career, a great future, and they throw it down the drain for greed.
Okay. Holy shit. Sammy the Bull said, guys who turned got murdered in my day. But for the grace of God, there he is, though, able to tell us the inside secrets of how the mob works. I love that part where he said, and if you're looking for one of those card shuffling machines, I got one for you. I mean, this guy really knows the inside secrets and is not afraid to say. Hence, friend of the show, why I have him on Banfield and on this podcast so often. Incidentally, I do want to tell you that Terry Rozier's lawyer has released a statement, and it was late tonight. Again, I'm recording this on October 23rd. He released a statement about his client that says in part, and I quote, "They," meaning the federal prosecutors, "appear to be taking the word of spectacularly incredible sources," not like, you know, like not credible sources, right? "Rather than relying on actual evidence of wrongdoing. Terry was cleared by the NBA and these prosecutors revived that non-case." Don't forget, I asked Mark Garagos about federal cases, and they often do not pursue the case, charge the case, or take it through to trial unless they're like 95% sure they got that case, they're going to win it. And truth be told, they win, I think, over 90% of their cases. It goes up and down every so often, but the stat is really, really high. So we'll see where this case goes, whether it pleads out, like my mob friends say it might, or whether it ends up in open court. where no doubt we would learn lots more juicy secrets about the underbelly of professional sports and, of course, the mob. I'm Ashley Banfield. Thank you so much for being with me. And I always say it, remember, the truth isn't just serious, it's drop dead serious.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.